O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and what I'm reading out of here is Psalms 105, and this is a psalm that is very encouraging. It's a psalm that's strengthening to our inner man, to our soul, that we would be able to follow in God's ways and remember his wondrous works. This is verse 1 of Psalms 105, giving thanks unto the Lord and calling upon his name, making known his works or his deeds among the people. Who are the people in your life? Who can you make known God's works? Who can you tell of his wondrous and mighty things that he's done in history and that he's doing in your life? Verse 2 says, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. When you go throughout your day, whether you're a busy mom or whether you're a construction worker or somebody milking cows and doing chores and planting crops, do you have a song in your heart? Are you singing to the Lord, and are you talking to people about his wondrous works? Verse 3 says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Are you glorying in God's holy name, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Holy Spirit? Is he the one you are giving glory to and lifting up? Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Are we seeking the Lord? Are we seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Then verse 4 says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. God wants us to seek him, not seek a bunch of rules, not become a religious person that just is a good person, maybe even doing a bunch of things, but seeking God, seeking Christ. He wants us to be followers of him and walking in his spirit and not fulfilling the lusts of this flesh. He wants us to have a relationship and just a relationship with him. Verse 5 says, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. God will not forget what he has promised, and he wants us to remember those things also. What he says, he will do. What he promises, those things will be fulfilled. And I just encourage you today to walk with the Lord today, to have a song in your heart, to speak of his wondrous works, to seek the Lord with all your heart, seek him and serve him. So that's my encouragement to you today. Thanks for calling in. I hope and pray that these next couple few days will be an inspiration. And I'm planning on going through some of the Psalms, just a few Psalms here and there, not in any order, and not the whole chapter. Like, this was just the first 8 verses. It'd be good if you'd like to read the rest of that Psalm, Psalms 105. It goes and talks then about some of the works that he did, some of the ways that he worked in the children of Israel, and how he guided and led Abraham, and how he, a lot of it is about Joseph and then about Moses and the deliverance out of Egypt. So God bless you today. Hope you have a wonderful day.